Lesson 1. Affection, affection. Appeal, appeal. Clasp, clasp. Conspicuous, conspicuous. Contribute, contribute. Declare, declare. Eloquent, eloquent. Exhibit, exhibit. Fairy, fairy. Immigrant, immigrant. Lofty, lofty. Pedestal, pedestal. Persecute, persecute. Poverty, poverty. Unveil, unveil. Read the passage below, then complete the exercise that follows. Lady Liberty. The Statue of Liberty is a symbol of freedom to people all over the world, and since 1886, it has welcomed immigrants who sailed into New York Harbor to begin a new life in the United States. Like many of them, Lady Liberty, as the statue is affectionately known, had to overcome some difficulties before reaching these shores. The statue was a gift from the people of France to the people of the United States in honor of the friendship between the two countries and the 100th anniversary of the American Revolution. But before the statue could be put in place, the people of the United States had to provide a pedestal for it at a cost of $100,000. That turned out to be no easy task. A fundraising drive was launched and ran into immediate difficulties. Newspapers across the United States ridiculed the effort. They argued that since the French were sending over the statue, they should be the ones to pay the extra costs involved for the base. Despite this opposition, the effort to raise the money continued. A 40-foot-high section of the right arm, with the hand clasping the torch of liberty, was sent to the United States and displayed at the 1876 Philadelphia Exhibition, marking the 100th birthday of the United States. Visitors paid 50 cents to climb onto the balcony surrounding the torch. Many other fundraising events were held, but even after several years, contributions fell far short of the total needed, and the future of the entire project seemed in doubt. Not until a newspaper appeal promised to print donors' names was the necessary money raised. With the success of the project assured, the rest of the statue was finally shipped from France in pieces, packed in over 200 wooden crates, and the work of assembling it proceeded without further delay. A public holiday was declared on October 28, 1886, when the Statue of Liberty was at last unveiled before one of the largest gatherings ever assembled in New York City. The island where it stands is called Liberty Island and is reached by a short ferry ride from Lower Manhattan. At just over 305 feet, the statue was the tallest structure in New York City. Though it is now dwarfed by the lofty skyscrapers of Manhattan, at the time it was the most conspicuous landmark in the city. In the 1880s, people seeking a better life were flooding into the United States at the rate of 1 million a year. Many of them came from Russia and Eastern Europe. They had been cruelly persecuted by their governments and were fleeing to safety. Others were escaping the poverty of their native lands in search of a more prosperous life in America. The museum at the base of the statue contains a bronze tablet placed there in 1903. On it is a poem written 20 years earlier by Emma Lazarus, whose own family had fled Russia. The poem has captured the imagination of the American people and has become forever associated with the Statue of Liberty. It ends with these eloquent lines. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.